You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
February the 4th, 2025. A chilly start here in downtown Wausau. Temperature 1 degree above zero. Wind chill factor of 14 below. I am Chad Holmes, live from our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And it is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merloa. Talk a little bit about how much snow we ultimately got yesterday, what we can expect for the rest of the work week. About some more snow expected later in the week and a whole bunch more. So Brittany coming up at 8:21. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we'll spend a couple of segments with the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. She'll be with us starting at 9:21 this morning here on the program. And of course, we will wrap things up in our last segment with the daily history lesson. Talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, and of course our number for the day quiz. And with that, we'll introduce the person that takes the quiz each and every day, our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Yeah, I gotta get back on the bandwagon with the number of the day. I tried to start the week on a high note, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to get that first question of the week right. It was an interesting question, though.
No, but try again today.
Yep, got another chance.
Of course, the first goal is to try to get a passing grade by getting 2 correct.
Yes.
Then, of course, try to get a winning week with 3 correct. Mm-hmm. And then try to match your best all-time week with 4 correct.
Absolutely.
Still fighting the voice. It's better than it was late last week, but man, it's just amazing how lousy a lot of people are feeling.
Yeah.
I did a girls basketball game last night in Marathon, and 5 of the girls on the Marathon basketball team were out because of illness. And it just continues. And last Thursday, a game I was scheduled to do was postponed because Eau Claire North did not have enough players because of illness. And yet, we have a president that is trying to muzzle the Centers for Disease Control, trying to muzzle information on health. It makes no sense.
Nope.
No sense. But saying to somebody last night, can't wait for spring. Maybe when spring rolls around, it will get better, because right now a lot of folks are battling colds and flu and everything else in between. So hopefully you're feeling good. Hopefully the voice will stick around, and hopefully we can have a great show.
Absolutely.
You can join us by calling or texting 715-382-9297. Again, that's a call or a text, 715-382-9297. What's going on with you?
Well, let's see. Well, actually, yesterday was a really a big announcement from a Wausau a community theater, because I hope it's okay if I say this on the air, but yesterday they announced the auditions for their upcoming summer show, Anastasia. And a lot of people have been talking about it and getting very excited about it. So if you want to sign up for the auditions, if you go to Wausau Community Theater, either the website or you on their Facebook page as well, it'll take you to the link. You can get all the information about the auditions, what the show is about, or what you need to do to prepare, how to sign up for one. And something that's new with this auditions, which I think is really professional, is that they actually have the audition form on Hawaiian. And you can actually submit all the information before the audition, so you don't have to do it, have the audition itself. So it's really good preparation if you want to, you know, make your plans, make sure your schedule is cleared. It's got all the character information. And it should be a really fantastic show, because I'm a huge fan of the movie that came out in 1997. The first time I saw it, I was just blown away by the story and by the music as well. So the auditions will take place. Let me just put a calendar here. Okay. It's Saturday, March 8th, and Sunday, March 9th. Saturday's auditions will be from the late morning into the early afternoon, and then Sundays will be in the later evening.
Are you planning on auditioning?
Oh, absolutely. I've been waiting for this one. I want the chance to challenge myself, and I'm still involved with the Center Stage and Bandit Show Choir. And thankfully, it only meets on Thursdays right now. But I'm hoping to get back into my, you know, improve my acting skills more by auditioning for this show. And this show is going to be very special, because there's actually 2 weekends of shows. It's going to be the last weekend in May and then the first weekend in June. I was looking this up on the sheet itself. There's actually, I believe, 7 or 8 performances. So it'll definitely be quite the challenge, quite the exercise, but I'm ready to put myself out there. I've already been doing research on, you know, the song I want to sing and, again, how I'm going to prepare.
Very good.
So I'm very excited for this.
Very good. Look forward to that.
Well, speaking of theater, actually in a couple of, next weekend, the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater is going to be starting their shows for Les Miserables. They've been getting really excited about this. I've been seeing the updates on their Facebook page as well, you know, talking about the rehearsal process and the characters that they play. The most recent video I saw was them having their first rehearsal with the Pit Orchestra. Mm. That's going to be so fantastic. If you want If you want more information about that, you can find it on the Children's Theater website and also on their Facebook page as well. Plenty of opportunities to go see the show.
Terrific.
So don't miss it.
Fantastic. Coming up tonight, we have a pair of high school sports broadcasts here on 98.9 WXCO. Tom Weaver will be over in Marathon this evening as the Marathon High School boys basketball team plays host to the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Marrowood Conference South Division matchup. Tom will be on the air at 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Meantime, I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena tonight as Wausau West will take on East Merrill United. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of 98. Of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Again, Sports 2 stream, WXCO.fm and Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following our coverage of Marathon and Newman in boys high school basketball. So not one, but two games as we head down the stretch of the regular season when it comes to winter high school sports. And why do we do it?
Because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. And you can see our upcoming schedule by going to WXCO.fm right on the front page. So, and you also can listen to previous broadcasts as well. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about the weather with Brittany Merlot. 98.9 WXCO.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. It is overcast. It is a cold start here in north central Wisconsin. Just barely above zero. 1 degree here in downtown Wausau. But that wind chill factor is a bit below zero. 14 below at last update. And to find out about how long the cold is going to stick around, whether or not we can expect any more snow, and the rest of the forecast, joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It kind of sounds like maybe, just maybe, your voice will be back by Friday. That's my forecast.
I hope so. These last, 2.5 weeks have been miserable. And a lot of folks, I've never seen so many other people also. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know but there's a lot of stuff going around, and it's been frustrating to say the least. But it's been frustrating for folks who want to get out and enjoy winter sporting activities. But for the first time, you look outside, it looks like winter.
So exciting. It is so beautiful out there. I love the snow just brightening the landscape, kind of covers and masks all the dead vegetation. So it's beautiful. Winter wonderland in central Wisconsin, finally. But it's cold this morning. We've got temperatures, like you said, hovering right around 0 degrees across the area, plus the wind chills on top of that, making us really feel about 10 to 15 below. It's even colder further up northwest. They're feeling like 25 below zero right now. But no cold weather alerts because we're strong. Wisconsin can handle that. So
no, this is definitely not cold weather alert territory. Do you know exactly how much snow we eventually finished with late Sunday and yesterday?
The last thing that I recorded was 4 inches.
Okay.
So a good hefty little chunk there, and we've got some more on the way. So this is pretty exciting. Not today. Don't worry. We're good. We're going to stay dry. It's a little breezy out there this morning. Those winds will start to ease this afternoon, and we'll actually start to feel like our temperatures, but the temperatures are only going to climb to about 14 degrees. So that'll be our afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy through a good chunk of the day. It'll stay cloudy and overcast tomorrow, too, before the next system moves in. So that's going to bring us a little bump in temperatures. We'll climb into the mid-20s for tomorrow. And then by tomorrow evening, probably after 6 o'clock, we'll start to see some light snow filtering in, and that'll continue through the overnight. And by Thursday morning, it could mix with a little bit of freezing drizzle. So we could see some icy slick spots out there by Thursday morning, but it kicks out of here. We shouldn't see anything else for the rest of Thursday, but we are looking at a good 1 to 3 inches of snowfall. So another little chunk on top of what we already got. And then we've got another system moving in on Saturday that wants to put down a decent amount. They're storm worthy, probably not, but 2 to 5 inches is possible Saturday.
So by the end of the weekend, all this snow will start to add up because, as we said yesterday, temperatures will remain below freezing.
Yes, they will. So I'm so excited. I think those cross-country ski trails are going to be opening. I'm not too sure about the snowmobile trails, but I know that people with sleds are going to try. That's for sure.
I think that'll probably be the most snow that we've had on the ground maybe in 2 years. I don't recall last year ever at any point having a lot of snow that ultimately was on the ground.
No, we didn't. I mean, I think we had 2 weeks with some snow on the ground, and then it was gone. So, but those 2 weeks, it was brutally cold, and so no one got to enjoy it because it was dangerous cold. So this time, we are going to get it to enjoy it. Yay!
We'll give credit to the groundhog.
Yes.
This is basically normal type weather for this time of year, right?
This is. February is definitely the time where we get more systems, we get some deeper freezes that hold on to that snow and support it. But it is interesting as we look later into the month of February, into the second week or third week or so, the systems start to shift southward again, kind of like we saw earlier in the season. So we'll see if that actually materializes and the jet stream dips again. But right now, it's right here at us, and we're getting system after system. So it's going to paint our landscape beautiful.
Well, what are the details for the forecast?
All right. High temperatures today, only making it to about 14 to 15 degrees, probably feeling more like zero for a good chunk of the day. Tomorrow we'll stay warmer into the mid-20s. Clouds continue to take over for today and tomorrow, and then that snow moves in after 6 o'clock. Could mix with a little bit of freezing drizzle early Thursday morning before it kicks on out of here. We'll actually see some sunshine on Thursday, highs in the upper 20s, and we'll continue to see upper 20s with some sunshine for Friday as well before the next snow hits on Saturday. That's going to be an all-day event over the good 2 to 5 inches.
All right, well, definitely a lot of weather to keep an eye on. Thanks for all the details. Have a great Tuesday.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every weekday at 8:21. Right now in downtown Wausau, temperature 1 degree above zero. Winds out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour. The wind chill is 14 below. Dew point of 10 below. Relative humidity of 59%. Barometer way up there, 30.47 inches. And a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we will be joined by Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. Coming up next, it's an information update. We'll find out what's going on nationally, internationally, around the state. We'll have Mike Clemens with the sports, Pete Schwaba with the entertainment news, the weather forecast, all coming up. Information update, top and bottom of every hour. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. In a Merrowood Conference South Division matchup, hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Newman at Marathon in high school boys basketball, Tuesday night, with the pregame show starting at 7, opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. 715-382-9297. You can call or text 715-382-9297. Along with Ian Welsh. Wanted to read some recent headlines. Wall Street Journal. Trump advisors weigh plan to dismantle education department. AP, Trump and Musk move to dismantle USAID, igniting battle with Democratic lawmakers. Reuters, exclusive, Musk aides lock workers out of OPM computer systems. PBS, DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, has requested and is being granted access to all SBA systems. AFP, Musk takes reins of U.S. Treasury payments, sparking alarm. None of this is legal. And as I talked about yesterday, Democrats have to start pushing back hard on this. I mean, that's just a handful.
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, I don't like the fact that Musk is even, like, close to the White House in this, and the fact that there's a rumor going around that he could be in charge of the Treasury payments, at least I think that's what you said, but that's just, okay, Musk has no reason to be, you know, in the White House at all. I mean, it's bad enough he owns
the
SpaceX program.
I don't know if he has even the proper clearances, but
he doesn't.
I talked about an article yesterday giving some advice to Democrats, but another one I came across this morning from a former congressman, Tom Malinowski, and he says, excuse me, the party is not helpless. In fact, Democrats have some effective tools at their disposal. He says, fight, fight, fight. He says, I don't usually quote Donald Trump, but there's a lot we can learn from the man's instinctive feel for politics and human psychology. And that's, again, one thing the Dems have to do better. They have to push. Be willing to throw a punch.
Absolutely. They have to take a stand.
And there's so much psychological warfare going on when it comes to Donald Trump, intended to demoralize Democrats, demoralize those on the left, and to make them feel helpless. And Malinowski says the biggest and most important thing defenders of American democracy can do right now is to not let that happen. Seize every opportunity to turn Trump's method back on him. Democrats have opportunities. They are in the minority in the House. But it is the weakest majority in modern history. Right now, Speaker Mike Johnson cannot spare a single Republican vote in the House. Not one. So, when critical votes must be taken to fund the government, lift the debt ceiling, he will need Democratic votes. Second, according to Malinowski, the federal judiciary that laughed Trump's 2020 election challenges out of court, well, it remains in place. Only with the addition of 234 judges that President Joe Biden appointed. Clearly, unlawful actions will be overturned. Another point that I think will be made abundantly clear as this administration continues, the people around Donald Trump are not exactly the GOP A-team. They've had a plan for their first few weeks, obviously, but as they confront challenges, they will make mistakes, go too far, and eat their own. So, what should the Democrats be doing? They need to regain the initiative. They need to inspire confidence in their allies.
Absolutely.
And they need to force Donald Trump to play defense. Malinowski has some suggestions. In response to Trump's cruel and unlawful funding freezes, House Democrats should announce now that they will not engage in negotiations about funding the government or lifting the debt ceiling or give Speaker Johnson a single vote on these measures without an ironclad guarantee from Trump and his Office of Management and Budget that the administration will spend every penny Congress appropriates as Congress directs. Congress should not just rely on the courts to uphold the Impoundment Control Act. It should assert itself, using the power of the purse to defend its power of the purse. He says he'd consider using the same leverage to stop the gutting of federal law enforcement. We've heard some change when it comes to Trump and his trade wars, but Malinowski says Democrats should force a rapid vote in Congress on any Trump tariffs should they actually remain in place. Doing so will force Republicans either to go on record against the president or own the economic chaos that results. Also, Trump's flood the zone executive actions and personnel purges should be countered with an equally massive flood of legal challenges, not just to stop him, but to burst his aura of invincibility. It's already begun. We have seen some court cases filed, but it cannot be stopped there. And Malinowski rightly notes it could require some hard choices. For example, a humanitarian charity might fear antagonizing the administration by joining a lawsuit and instead try to negotiate an individual exemption from funding freezes. That may seem like a less painful path forward, but that process won't work for many groups or individuals. It also gives Trump and Musk even greater power. People need to get over their fears and false hopes and start playing offense when the law is on their side. The message should be that we relish the opportunity to sue or be sued by this president so we can make him lose like no one has ever lost before. Trump's opponents also need to continue to remind voters about the promises about inflation and the economy he is not keeping. But be reasonable. After 2 weeks, it's easy to, I've heard people say, well, what about the egg prices now? It makes you look silly if you're going to push after 2 weeks. But say, give him a deadline, 6 months, to lower the price of groceries and cars, as he said he would, to get gas below $2 a gallon, cut the price of new homes in half, to lower mortgage rates.
Don't even give him 6 months, just give him 2 months.
No, you have to be fair. You have to be real.
We got about 4 months.
Remind him every day the clock is ticking. And another good suggestion made by former Congressman Malinowski, anyone concerned about democracy in America should also at long last recognize that big tech is the enemy and act accordingly. The social media companies have poisoned our politics with their addictive hate algorithms, done unforgivable harm to our kids' mental health, and fueled a war against our democratic institutions. Most Americans across party lines disapprove of the social media giants already. Any Democrat who can't take advantage of this and run a populist campaign against our bond villain tech overlords should have his politician's license revoked. Meanwhile, states with Democratic governors and legislatures should be racing to pass legislation on data privacy, tech accountability, and AI safety. He makes a point by giving a bad movie quote from Will Smith in After Earth. He says to his son on a planet full of monsters, "Danger is very real, but fear is a choice." Action. And we're going to talk to Nancy Stensel about action coming up in the next hour. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair. 848. More to come. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at wxco.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:53. Tomorrow night, you just heard a promo for the Big High School Sports Show. We will be joined, myself and Jeff Gress, by Wausau West senior Griffin Lang, terrific basketball player for the Warriors. He'll be our student athlete guest at 7:06. And still waiting for a confirmation on our coach. I have an invitation out, but like myself, my coach guest lost her voice. And we're waiting to see if it returns and she can join us tomorrow. So no announcement on our coach guest quite yet. For tomorrow's Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m., right here on 98.9 WXCO. My voice, after a break, will be strong, and then, as I talk, it weakens, it weakens, it weakens.
It's going to get there, though. It's going to get better just one day at a time.
Ha! It's been a long couple of weeks. But not the only one suffering through it. But
there is something nasty going around.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends have it, too.
Otherwise, I feel fine. It's just my voice. And it just stinks. How much time do you think a kid spends on their phone during school hours? Not off, away from school. Oh, during school hours.
Just during school itself.
Yep. A new study says students spend an average of how many minutes on their smartphones during school hours?
How many minutes? Ooh. I'm going to say probably, can I change it to hours as well if I do a certain amount of minutes or just minutes?
Whatever.
During a school, probably going to say maybe 3 hours?
Fortunately, not that much.
Oh, that's good.
But, I mean, 92 minutes, hour and a half.
Jeez.
Which
that's,
is.
That's still long.
Yep. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Got up.
And that's just during a school.
I know.
Hours.
That is about 27% of their total daily phone use occurring during this time. I think it's not just students. I think adults spend too much time on their phones as well.
Yep. We're all guilty of it.
But I think that you need to take a vow. You're going to get off your phone a little bit more.
I really should, honestly. I really
especially
should.
Between 8 and 10 a.m.
Yeah, I know. Yep. See, I'm guilty of myself too, people. I do it at work too.
I got a heartwarming story. Aww. Three dogs miraculously survived a plane crash that killed their pilot in November. The pilot, a dedicated animal rescuer, was transporting three dogs to a shelter in New York when his plane went down in the Catskill Mountains. Whiskey, a six-month-old Labrador mix, suffered two broken legs and underwent surgeries before recovering and being adopted by a family in Connecticut.
Aww.
Pluto, a young Yorkshire Terrier mix, was internally bruised but quickly recovered and was adopted by a family in Albany. And the third dog, Lisa, was taken by the pilot's relatives. Aww. So sad.
Yeah.
A tragedy, but very happy that the dog survived and they've been able to recover and find good homes.
Mm.
So on that note, going to wrap up the first hour of the program.
Yeah.
Coming up, another information update. But we're going to spend a couple of segments in hour number two with Nancy Stensel, chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. Talk about some politics, local, state, national. That's coming up. Time is 8:58. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grid. If you want me, you can find me left of center, off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grid. And when they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.